Hangoon won the preliminary hydro permit for Ruth Lake and Thomas Bay last November. It gives the town first rights to pursue a hydro license at that site about 70 miles away for 3 years. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission did not base the award on the merits of the competing applications, which also included Petersburg and Wrangell. Rather, the award was based on a random drawing. Cascade Creek LLC had applied for the permit as well, but that private company was excluded from the drawing because municipalities get a preference. Petersburg objected to the drawing on several grounds and requested the commission rehear the matter. The commission denied that request in a March order. At the May 3rd council meeting, Petersburg Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson gave the city council an update on the issue. He asked the council whether it still wanted to take the next step and appeal the decision in federal court.
Our law firm in D.C. Indicates that we would have about a 50-50 chance of prevailing if we took it to the next step. This is kind of water that nobody's waded into before, because the things that we're asking for FERC to reconsider are really things they haven't done before, the drawing straws for the permit and that sort of thing.
To date, Nelson said Petersburg had spent a total of about $233,000 in its efforts to win the federal permit. $160,000 of that was covered by an Alaska Energy Authority grant, so the city itself is out about $73,000. Nelson said the city's law firm estimated it would cost another $10,000 to $15,000 to pursue a court appeal on the Ruth Lake permit.
I still feel pretty strongly that we need to keep our oar in the water, so to speak, that Ruth Lake really is what we need for the future to secure our current low rates and to ultimately relieve our dependence on diesel standby generation.
Ruth Lake is located on the mainland of Thomas Bay, about 15 miles from Petersburg. The city had hoped to build a hydro plant there to provide additional local power for the future and eliminate the town's backup diesel generators. Nelson said the council had already authorized him to appeal if it came to this, but he wanted to make sure the city council was still behind the effort. He said the filing deadline for the appeal was May 17th. Mayor Al Dwyer and the council were ready to move forward with the appeal, but Dwyer also informed the council and the public that he and some of the councilors had just received phone calls and a letter from Angoon Mayor Albert Howard.
I was very pleased to get that phone call. He wants to work with Petersburg and Wrangell and Ketchikan and SEPA and in developing Ruth Lake. He wants to sit down and talk to us and find out what's possible. He stated that he was... Angoon was not going to do any business with Cascade Creek. That was his goal anyway.
In his letter to the mayors of Petersburg and Wrangell, Mayor Howard proposed working together on hydro development in Thomas Bay, but he acknowledged Petersburg's opposition to the involvement of Cascade Creek LLC. Angoon has been working with that private company, which had originally proposed a series of three hydro plants in Thomas Bay, including plants at Scenery, Ruth, and Swan Lakes. The borough of Wrangell has also made agreements with the company. Petersburg residents and local officials have been outspoken against such an extensive and private hydro development in the bay. But Howard wrote that his city had an opportunity to, quote, either modify or void its agreement with Cascade Creek. And he went on to say Angoon would be willing to work with Petersburg and Wrangell to put a different development team together. Petersburg and Wrangell had planned to send emissaries to Angoon to talk about these issues earlier in the year, but that never happened. Dwyer saw Howard's recent gesture as an opportunity to try again. He suggested including the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which is chaired by Joe Nelson. SEPA is a public organization that owns the two hydro plants powering Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan now.
Tonight I'm inviting all of those people to come to Petersburg to meet, and let's talk about it. And you're the chairman of SEPA, so that's and our municipal superintendent, so it's fitting that they have it here.
Dwyer said Petersburg could not yet make any commitment to Angoon, but he saw Howard's gesture as an olive branch, and he thanked him for it. At the same time, Dwyer noted that Petersburg still had to decide by the 17th of May whether to go to court over the permit. Joe Nelson pointed out that Petersburg could always drop its appeal at any point, and Councillor Dan Hickman did not expect Petersburg would be able to reach an agreement with Angoon before the appeal deadline.
So I encourage the council to move forward with the appeal now. And like Joe says, if, in fact, we do come up with something that everybody's willing to work with, we can pull it.
The councillors didn't have to take formal action, but they came to consensus to allow Nelson to file the appeal. In the meantime, the city will also be looking towards arranging a meeting with Angoon and Wrangell. Wrangell Mayor Don McConaughey said this week the issue would be an agenda item on the May 11th meeting of the Wrangell Borough Assembly. In a brief phone interview the day after Petersburg's meeting, Angoon Mayor Albert Howard said he did not want to comment on the issue in detail until after he had had a chance to meet with the Angoon City Council on it, but Howard said he was optimistic about the potential for talks.
I was pretty optimistic after what I heard Mayor Al Dwyer. You know, we've had a really good conversation, and I'm sure we can find a way for this to benefit all our communities. That was all we ever wanted. We've said that from the beginning.
Angoon's involvement with Cascade Creek and whether it should be pursuing hydro projects so far away from its community have been the subject of concern and debate at Angoon City Council meetings this year. Mayor Howard and the Angoon City Council are slated to discuss those issues with an attorney on May 10th. Angoon's FERC applications say the power from the Thomas Bay developments would be sold to Petersburg and other towns. That revenue would help subsidize the high cost of power in Angoon, which is dependent on diesel generation. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.